Number one in my book is Chris Landry. He joins us from LandryFootball.com, as he does every week. And no week more important than this one for Chris Landry to join us as we are down in Houston. Hey, want to make sure you go to LandryFootball.com. Chris has an excellent, excellent breakdown of this game, and it's an X&O-style article. So for all you football hounds out there that want the scouts' take on this thing, Chris Landry's your guy. Chris, it's Dave and Nate. Katie off today. Sorry about that. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Doing good. You know, I'm thinking. We've been down here all week at Radio Row, and wondering, Chris, you got to get that. I can see you going from station to station to station, spitting that Chris Landry knowledge.
I did that for about 7 or 8 years at Fox Sports Radio, and I had enough of that circus. In the last 2 or 3 years, I did it, you know, because I was asked to do it. But it's just such a busy time, and the game to me, if I could go in and out for the game, that might be something I'd consider. But boy, the whole week in doing all those radio shows, I enjoy being on with you guys, but doing all of them, I don't know if I could handle that anymore.
Yeah, it's a bit of a circus, man. But hey, with all the circus, we actually haven't gotten that much of an opportunity. We talk about the game a little bit, but so many people coming through here. So let's break down.
It's amazing. That's exactly what it is, isn't it? It's everybody hawking something. And it's like, oh, by the way, it's Friday. We had to talk about the game.
That's exactly it. So let's do that. Let's break down the X's and O's. I mean, I've been trying to talk myself into this being a game. Atlanta being able to keep up. We know their offense is good, but I can't shake the fact that with 2 weeks of preparation, Bill Belichick's going to be able to shut down that offense. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, listen, every Super Bowl New England's played has been close. I mean, they lost too close. They won one very close against Seattle and won on a field goal against the Rams and the Panthers. I mean, you name it. Most of these games have been close. I expect this one to be close. I do think this is going to be the toughest preparation defensively for Bill Belichick. This is an Atlanta team that has a multitude of weapons. It's going to take New England's best effort to win this game. Anything less than that, and they probably come out on the short end. I mean, Atlanta is the more complete team in terms of overall talent. I do wonder and look and say what defense is likely to come up with a couple of stops and maybe get an extra possession for their offense, and that's probably the team that's going to win the game. And certainly with Bill's pass, I would give them an edge at maybe coming up with a stop here or there. But shutting down this Falcons offense, that's not going to happen unless the Falcons just make a ton of unforced errors, mistakes, drops, and whatnot. I think the challenge is going to be taking away everything. They're going to have to meet the backs at the line of scrimmage. They're going to have to roll coverage towards Julio Jones. And what Bill will probably do is put his second-best corner on Julio Jones and roll a safety that way. But Matt Ryan is very, very good at getting the ball to the open guy and hitting 13 different receivers for touchdowns is an indication that if he has any time at all, he'll get it done. On the other side, real quickly, this is maybe the key, is Atlanta's defense has not been real effective preventing after-catch yardage and not been as effective in the red zone. Those are the two strengths of New England's offense. So I think it's going to be a close one. It could go either way, quite frankly. Maybe a slight edge to New England, but very slight.
Chris Landry with us on KHDK. If we're sitting here next week talking about an Atlanta Falcons victory, is it going to be something like a huge game from Mohamed Sanu? Is that what it's going to end up being?
It's going to have to be, you know, guys that complement Julio Jones. Now, they'll stack the formation. They'll put him in bunch sets to prevent him, you know, from getting checked at the line of scrimmage. But Julio Jones will get his catches, but I'd be surprised if Julio Jones is the main guy beating New England. It's going to be Mohamed Sanu. It's going to be Tyler Gabriel. It's going to be, you know, Levante Adolo, the tight end, or Austin Hooper. It's going to be somebody like that that's making big plays, because I don't see them allowing the backs to beat them, or, you know, Julio Jones to beat them.
Now, on the Patriots side, if you were going to pick an offensive player that might have a, I don't want to say a breakout game, but someone that is going to be tough to stop and could potentially blow up, who are you looking at?
Well, it could be a guy like a Deion Lewis. It could be, you know, maybe LeGarrette Blount with not a lot of yardage, but maybe some key yardage running the football. I think, listen, they're very, very balanced, and what makes that offense go is those quick underneath routes. And I think that Atlanta's going to have to do a really good job of checking them off the line of scrimmage. If they allow them to get free, you know, the key to slowing down Brady is you've got to get good interior pressure combined with pressing the receivers off the line of scrimmage. If you don't do both, you're going to get beat. It's as simple as that. And if you end up, he ends up getting 9 possessions in a game, they usually win. So it's about being able to make some big plays, and let's call it like it is. We can talk strategy, as you mentioned. I've got 2 different breakdowns of the game where you're going over individual player matchups and the X's and O matchup, and those are all important. Those are all the how-tos. But in the end, it's about making something happen, a ball bouncing a certain way, and the team that ends up with the most offensive possessions in this game is probably going to win because there's a definite advantage for the offenses here against the defenses.
Chris Landry joining us on KHTK. You can scout everything. X's, O's, this guy, that guy, stats. How do you factor in, and should you factor in, the intangibles, the experience of Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and so many on that Patriots team and so few on that Atlanta team? Chris, is that overrated? Is that aspect overrated, or do you have to factor it in?
It's very much overrated, but there's nothing wrong with experience. I mean,
sure,
Brady's been there. He's done it. I mean, he's – listen, that's all positive. But, you know, he didn't have a lick of experience when he took that team down on the drive against the Rams. And you know, he didn't have even a great game. But in the pressurized moment, it was Brady with no experience that did it. If you look on the history, it's just about who plays the best. I mean, who's the best team who plays the best? We've seen in past years teams – and look at the Buffalo Bills. They had the experience. They had talented teams. The Cowboys come in and just popped them in the mouth and beat them like about 40, by about 40 points or 35, whatever it was. I think it's about players making plays, and I think it's definitely overrated in terms of, well, this guy's played in this moment. I think what really helps with experience is the preparation of how you handle the entire magnitude of the moment leading up to the game. But during the game, it's about what you do in any other game, making good calls, putting your guys in position to win, and players making plays. So I think if New England wins it, you know, it'll be thrown in as well as experience. They're going to have to play well. And I just don't see Atlanta coming in playing, you know, scared and turning the football, you know, with a bunch of unforced errors. I mean, it might happen. If you look at history, it just usually doesn't happen that way. The best team usually wins. We'll see how it plays out. I will say this. If somebody turns the football over early and they get down, history in the Super Bowl suggests that the lead gets bigger and bigger because then you start to see a little bit of a panic set in. That's where it could be real interesting. Who can control the football a little bit more offensively? We talk about high scoring and offensive advantages, but you know, if you can put sustained drives and get 7 points off of a 4 or 5 minute drive, that's going to be more valuable than scoring in 2 minutes, I can tell you. Unless, you know, it's a 2 minute offense at the end of the half or the end of the game, obviously.
The voice you hear is Chris Landry of LandryFootball.com. I want to semi-shift gears here. The 49ers have been adding to their front office. They grabbed a guy out of Denver by the name of Adam Peters. He's gotten a lot of positive reviews. What can you tell us about him?
Adam is a very good young evaluator and essential. Obviously, when you have you know, a general manager that has no background in coaching or scouting, it is just pivotal that you have the right people put in place. And Adam, along with Matt Russell and Tom Heckert, have been the reason why the Broncos are successful. You know, people on the outside look in and say, oh, John Elway's done a great job. Well, he has, but he's a figurehead GM, and those are the football guys that are making the football decisions. Adam is a huge, huge get for John Lynch, who's going to need, obviously, a lot of help.
Well, and that's I wanted to kind of follow up on that by asking you, if – John Elway is willing to let this guy go, what does that say about his thoughts on John Lynch?
Well, it's nothing to do with letting him go. You can't keep him. I mean, he's got a promotion. So
gotcha.
When you've got somebody who's a director of college scouting and he's going to get the head personnel job, you can't. It's like saying, you know, I got a great coach here, but I'm not going to fire my head coach. You know, so he's part of a really good staff. But John's not letting him go, and in fact, it's a huge loss for the Broncos. But what can you do when a guy gets the head job? The yeah. other option would have been to fire Tom Heckett or Matt Russell. Well, really, Matt Russell. Really, Adam is going to have a job that's very similar, you know, to the head, you know, personnel guy as Matt Russell. So that's just a circumstance that you can't avoid.
Chris, we always appreciate your time. Big week, and we got a guest here. So do me a favor, just tell everybody how they can reach your stuff.
Check it. We've got a discount. Use the code 51 if you sign up before the Super Bowl, and that'll get you the entire year of LandryFootball.com. It goes back to regular price next week, but 51 gets you all the breakdowns inside the film room.
Appreciate your time, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that is Chris Landry. Check him out at LandryFootball.com.